Well, it'll really depend on which liquor store you go into. So the liquor stores will have the freedom, and many will, of course, refrigerate beer and wine. So that's the biggie. You'll be able to buy your beer cold in liquor stores. Already, the big beer guys, the Budweisers and the Miller Coors, they're already moved their product into the liquor stores. They're available now. They're just not available cold. Haven't seen that since 1974. That's the last time we had full strength Coors in Oklahoma or Budweiser. And so you'll see that. That's really what people are looking forward to. And then every individual liquor store will have the right to fashion his or her business as they see fit to best service their customers. So you can sell non-alcoholic products in liquor stores come Monday, up to 20%. If you can't exceed 20% of your sales for non-alcoholic products by state law, but you'll probably see different mixers that you haven't seen before. You'll probably see some people selling chips and candy and tobacco products, cigarettes, cigars, maybe some glassware, and of course corkscrews and anything that goes with alcohol or anything that that particular liquor store owner thinks that their customers might want to buy.
I always thought it was funny that you could go into a liquor store, buy a bottle of wine, but you couldn't get a corkscrew.
right. Yeah.
Or go get, you know, vodka, and you couldn't, or get, you know, margarita, tequila, but you couldn't get margarita mix. It was just kind of weird. Are the hours any different according to the law?
Yeah. Hours for liquor stores have been expanded starting Monday. Liquor stores can be open as early as 8 in the morning, and they can stay open until midnight. That is every day of the week except for Sunday.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, can they be open on Sundays, or they still have to be closed on Sundays?
They currently have to be closed on Sunday. I don't believe any counties have exercised the option. Now, the law does allow a county vote to open liquor stores on Sunday. The county commissioners, or by initiative petition, have to place that on a ballot, and then the citizens of that county can go and vote to allow retail package stores to open Sundays from, I believe it's noon to 8.
Yeah, I think if I remember correctly, hearing about a year ago, I think Oklahoma County and Tulsa County commissioners were going to wait until this became legal before they actually started any kind of move toward that. Have you heard about anything about any kind of move toward the counties opening up Sundays?
Yeah, you and I have heard the same thing, that nobody has taken any action on it yet, but I know the two biggest counties are eyeing that for probably next year or the year after.
Fantastic. But still, opening till midnight, wow. I mean, that's amazing. I grew up in Oklahoma, and 9 a.m., 9 p.m., that was it. That was the last time you could get liquor.
Right, yeah. I don't think you'll see a lot of liquor stores that will stay open until midnight, at least initially. In Texas, I think that they have a law that they have to close at 9 or maybe 10 at the latest. And those of us in the liquor store business, as much as that sounds great to be open from 8 a.m. to midnight for the convenience of customers, there's not a whole lot of people that really shop liquor stores at 8 o'clock in the morning. Maybe some people that work overnights, or if it's a game day, one of the big football teams, one of the big college football teams is playing an early game, that might be an instance where people would want to go in early. Generally speaking, business at a liquor store doesn't really start to pick up until about noon or one. And as far as being open later, about 8 o'clock at night is when you start seeing some customers that you have to be a little more wary on whether or not you're going to sell to them, because of course it's still illegal to sell alcohol to someone who's intoxicated. And people that will be wandering into some liquor stores in certain neighborhoods after 10 o'clock at night would be more likely to have had drinks before they come there. And so liquor store owners and employees we'll have to be on the lookout if they're going to be open late to make sure that they don't cross that line and sell to somebody who's already been drinking and shouldn't have any more.
Right. And most liquor store owners are mom and pop type stores. So that means if they were going to be open later, they would be the ones working later to maintain that shop.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know what the percentage is, but I'm virtually certain it's a majority of liquor stores are staffed by the actual owner themselves, who is there anytime the store is open. And so, if you're going to change your own hours to work 8 a.m. to midnight, now 6 days a week, and then if the county vote happens 7 days a week, it gets kind of a few too many hours to maybe be at work, as much as you might enjoy it.
And as if you talk to your fellow the liquor store owners, are they excited about this new law, or are they how do they feel about this?
So it's interesting, because if you talk to them, and particularly if the press talks to them, most liquor store owners will say they're very excited because now they can sell cold beer, and they're eager to offer their customers new options. Most of that, unfortunately, is just putting on a brave face and doing the right thing marketing wise. The truth of the matter is, I would say at least 90% of the liquor store owners are feeling a lot of trepidation. There's just no way really for any liquor store owner to get out of this without taking a pay cut. And that pay cut is going to be based on what we saw in Tennessee when this happened a couple of years ago. That could be anywhere from 10% to 50% of net revenue going out the door and flowing into the coffers of what will be the largest wine retailer in Oklahoma County, which is Walmart. And that's why Walmart paid to have this law passed. They spent their own money to get the commercials on the air, and it was almost wholly financed by Walmart. And the reason is because Walmart's going to make the money, and that money has to come from somewhere. And the only place it's going to come from is your local liquor store, because that's the place where everybody by law had to buy wine up until Monday. And now they don't anymore. And so Walmart knows convenience is king, and they know they already have customers there buying, milk and diapers and whatever else Walmart sells. And so they figure they're going to get the wine sales. So a lot of liquor stores realize the economic reality of that is that foot traffic is going to go away, and that wine buyer is probably not going to show back up, and that's a pay cut. And so the plus side is you get some more interesting things that you can do with your business, and you get to sell the most popular beer products in Oklahoma, in fact, in the world, that we haven't had access to before. But it's just not going to make up for the loss in sales. It's going to go to the big box stores and to some of the convenience stores. And taking a pay cut while increasing expenses and increasing hours at the same time, anybody would be a little bit nervous about that. And no matter what your job is, if your boss came to you and said, hey, I'm going to have you work a few more hours, and I'm going to give you less money to do that.
Yeah. And so basically, I think also the news might be for people out there, go support your local liquor store. Don't just go to your local liquor store to get your stuff you need.
Yeah. So it's interesting, right? That should be our mantra all the time, and not liquor stores, but local stores.
Correct.
So there's plenty of great options out there, not just for booze, but groceries. There are some great local grocery stores. There's some great local convenience stores. There's all kinds of great local options. And I 100% agree that anytime you can find a way to spend money locally, not just because the fella or the lady is your neighbor, but because it literally is better for you. The local economy is better if the money stays local. So do yourself a favor and shop locally.